Up first this morning is Galen Gatton, who is super excited to be here at 8:30 in the morning and have his picture so prominently displayed. Galen is the head of municipal law section for the city of Arlington in their city attorney's office, and he advises their council and P&Z on all matters of land use and fair housing and co-compliance issues. And brief introduction, but please welcome Galen to discuss First Amendment and all that's related to it.
Thank you, Melinda. I told her I'd be much cooler. I'd be much happier with the picture if it was like 20 years ago when you're going to put the picture up there. But current picture, no, not so much. Thank you all for being here bright and early. I'm not a morning person. The planners at my city know that. I always tell them that the quality of my legal advice is directly proportional to how early it is in the morning. And usually they only invite me to afternoon meetings, which I appreciate. I'm going to get started. I know I don't have much time to go into this, but I do want to let you all know there is a pretty thorough paper on the issue, and also there's some exhibits I hope will be very helpful to you if you come across this issue. Just a little backdrop, a background on this. In 2015, I had just started with the city of Arlington, and my boss at the time called me into his office, and he said, "What do you know about donation boxes?" And I said, like in a museum, like in the front, you throw money in it or something?" And they were like, no, it's like where you put clothing and like personal effects. And I was like, then virtually nothing about it. I'd been out in West Texas for a long time, and I think pretty much the consensus there was that donation boxes or bins or UCDBs or whatever you want to call them would just blow away in the wind. But we were having a real issue with them in the Metroplex, and they were kind of popping up everywhere. And the irony of the situation is, and I know many of you, real quick, I'm going to try to wake us up here first thing in the morning. How many people here are land use attorneys in-house for a city? Okay. And how many of you are planners working in-house at a city? Okay. And do we have any code people here? No code? Oh, we got one. Okay. Hey, good. Okay, great. So, and of course, I know the outside councils. I'm sure I've gotten this before, but my favorite thing about this job is that you just never know what's going to come in the door, what's going to come in the inbox, what you're going to get a phone call first thing in the morning on. And in 2015, the call that came in was, "What are we going to do about these donation boxes? They're popping up everywhere. They look like little dumpsters. They're overflowing with stuff. We need to do something about it." And so our co-director at the time was tasked with trying to deal with the issue. And the irony of the situation is, for those of you who are introduced to a new topic, it sometimes can become a little bit of an obsession. And I don't know what it is, but I'm very prone to it. My wife says I have flights of whimsy. So sometimes I get just motivated by the idea of a certain thing. So for whatever reason, I really got into donation boxes. And I really started noticing them everywhere. And after a while, like I would just drive by and start seeing them, and I'd be like, "Oh, there's a new one. It just popped up." And the unfortunate thing about that in our line of work is that sometimes it becomes infectious. And so after a while, other people in my office would come by and they'd be like, "Hey, there's a new donation box right off of Collins. Just popped up. I saw it on the way to work." And so it's kind of funny that way. For those of you who know, you know. So today I'm going to talk about the intersection of First Amendment law with land use law. And I think really the donation box is really the best thing to discuss this about. So obviously, for obvious reasons, signage comes into this discussion a lot. And I would just refer you to my paper, a lot of good stuff there on signs. But let's get my face off the screen and talk about how to regulate solicitation in the form of an unattended donation box. So today I'm going to talk about what I consider our case study, which